This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show of the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. You're going to do something about that right
yes.
away? Can I just tell, Josh, we're getting echo?
Yes.
Seems it'll be a little quicker than you just...
there we go.
Yeah.
See, now batting
Steve,
Pedro.
We took the time for you to text him.
Why not just do it?
We have the immediate communication method right here.
Just pull the curtain back.
I know for our listeners that sounded much more professional than we usually do, and we apologize. We'll cut that out immediately. So it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. That's Ian. That's Dan. We're happy to have you here.
What's going on?
And as we do every Friday at this time, it's time to play the Harris Challenge. If you've not played in the last 30 days, you can call us now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS, on your cell phone, star KTRS. Before we play the challenge, let me get a plug-in for my new weekend show. I am now doing a syndicated radio show called America Weekend, just 3 hours on Saturday and 3 hours on Sunday. And KTRS is just come on board as one of our affiliates. You'll be able to hear that show at midnight on each of those days. And you'll hear interviews and topical stuff and knuckleheads in the news and other things. There's no Harris Challenge on the national show, but lots of other stuff and interesting things. I hope you'll check it out. And I just realized that now that they are replaying Frank's show at midnight on this station, I guess that means that they're replaying our show on Fridays as well, right?
Hey,
I guess tonight.
Yeah. So I guess
you'll be able to hear the show again.
So I guess I'll be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at midnight.
Wow,
perfect.
3 hours each night. So tune in and you know your feedback is always welcome. Paul@harrisonline.com is my email address, and you can follow me on Twitter or tweet me there at Paul Harris Show. Okay, enough of that. Let's meet our first contestant, Josh. Who's up first?
We have Ross.
Hello, Ross. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Well, it's good to be on.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in the broadcasting world where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I'm just trudging through this whole rain mess we're going through right now, and I think I need to put a boat motor on the back of my car right now.
We, by the way, are at the James J. Egan Center at the Valley of the Flowers in Florissant. It's covered up where we are, but we can actually hear the rain pouring down. And I looked at one of the downspouts coming off this thing.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like they're making Lake Florissant.
I know.
Yeah. That's not a lazy river.
Yeah. As one of the vendors here said to me a little while ago, she has a son who lives in Kansas City. He says, I talked to him and I realized it could be worse.
Yes.
They got snow and ice there yesterday, so we're hovering right about that. We're only a few degrees above it right now. Ross, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. Inside there are the questions and categories, and you get to choose which of the first three we will play. Category one, of course, is our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, tomorrow is Kentucky Derby Day. We have a category called Things About Kentucky Besides the Derby. Or, since Sunday will be the 5th of May, or as I like to say, the Cinco de Mayo. I just came up with that.
Oh,
the Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
You speak Spanish.
Well, there is only the Cinco de Mayo.
We should have a holiday.
Yeah, we should. Maybe we can get beer involved. Nah, the beer company can already go for it. You know what I like to have for Cinco de Mayo? Mint juleps.
Oh.
Yes.
So we have a Cinco de Mayo Think of Mexico category. Which one of the three would you like, Ross?
Let's see. Let's go with paying attention.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-point question, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can pass on any question that you don't know right away and come back to it later if there's time. But at the one-minute mark, the buzzer will sound and we'll tally up your points. And if you don't get past 7 points, well, I'm going to have to punish you.
Mexican
However,
music, right?
Yeah, punishment music. Not Mexican today. I have a surprise for you, though. But if you get past 8 points, well, then you'll win a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. You're going to get, since we are in Florissant for the Valley of Flowers Festival, we're going to throw in a dozen donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Warson and Connellville.
Try the bacon donut.
Oh, Warson. Yeah, the bacon donut's awesome.
Yeah. By the way, if you think we're kidding, go there. Yeah. Trust us.
Awesome.
Trust us when we tell you the bacon donut.
And bacon. Johnny Londar Chevrolet has provided us with some umbrellas.
Hey.
You're going to get an umbrella today from Johnny Londar Chevrolet.
Don't pick it up until a sunny day.
No. And
you have to read the fine print on your prizes.
We're gonna also throw in some tickets to a Werenberg Theater.
Werenberg.
And all that
is a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Ross, your category is, have you been paying attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which retired Supreme Court justice said this week, not sure that the court should have taken the Bush v. Gore decision that put George W. in the White House?
Thomas?
Sandra Day O'Connor. What did the FDA decide can be sold over the counter to anyone 15 or older this week?
Plan B.
Correct. Which nation sentenced an American citizen to 15 years of hard labor for crimes against the state this week?
North Korea.
Correct. Which famously technophobic CEO joined Twitter this week? Donald Trump, Mark Cuban, or Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett.
Correct. What was being sold as mutton by a Chinese crime ring that was busted this week? Dog meat? Rat meat or horse meat, and you know it's rat, and you are correct. And Ross, you've got 14 points, and you're a winner.
All right. Excellent.
Congratulations.
All right.
Stand by, and Josh will get some information from you while we meet contestant number two. And Josh, who is that going to be?
Larry.
Hi, Larry. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to say I love you to my niece Morgan and my wife Fran.
Always important to mention their names.
Thank goodness. I thought he was just going to say, I love you.
I love
just
you.
Stop
what would be wrong with that?
Well, there's no, nothing
we're
wrong
not that
with
close.
That.
In the era of Jason Collins, what's wrong with one man telling another man?
Exactly.
Nothing.
The categories we have for you, Larry, are for Cinco de Mayo, think of Mexico, or things about Kentucky besides the Derby, or, since it is Derby weekend, we have equine cinema.
My wedding anniversary is Cinco de Mayo, so I better go there.
Yeah, that's a pretty good choice. And then you better win something for her, Larry. donuts. Bacon donuts for your wedding anniversary. Let's see if you can win them, Larry. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The one-pointer, always the easiest, so we'll start with, what is the capital of Mexico?
Mexico City.
Right. Is Cancun located in the Central Time Zone, the Mountain Time Zone, or the Pacific Time Zone?
Let's go mountain.
Central. For 1 point each. I'm sorry. Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. signed NAFTA in 1994. What does NAFTA stand for?
North American Free Trade Agreement.
Correct. Now, for 1 point each, name the four U.S. states that border Mexico.
Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and right four.
You didn't know four? Okay, we'll go on to the five-pointer. Within 10 million, what's the population of Mexico as of 2012?
70 million.
115 million. All right, what's the fourth state that borders Mexico? The buzzer sounded. You said Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. They're correct. The fourth one is California.
Oh, yes.
So let's see how you did. You got the three. You got the one, and you got 1 point each for those three states, but unfortunately, that's only 7 points, Larry.
Oh,
you fell just short of the threshold. And yes, I do. You know, it's not, we wouldn't do this, but we are a federally licensed broadcast facility, and so we have to follow federal law, and they're the ones who demand that we punish you. I got an email from a listener after last week. You may remember we played Punisher music by Eilert Pilarm, who is the greatest Elvis impersonator in the world and happens to be Swedish. A listener named Glenn emailed me and said, Paul, I love hearing Eilert Pilarm. Do you have any other Scandinavians butchering rock songs? And the answer, of course, is yes, Glenn, I do. Ladies and gentlemen, here to sing Nirvana for you is Ragnar Bjarnason.
Put the lights on. It's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I'm stupid and contagious.
Here
we are now.
Yeah.
Entertain us.
Everybody has better timing than I learned.
An albino.
You know, one thing Kurt Cobain said right before he shot himself was, I should have used more horns. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Larry, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
I'm rushing out to get that album.
I think there is still one copy available. Hurry up.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, thanks very much for playing. Let's meet contestant number three. Who's this?
Dave.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to say hi to my son, Jeremy. He's on his way home from work. He's always listening to you. And go Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that game last night going
beautiful.
Up 2-0? Beautiful. Dave, which category would you like? They're all actually Derby-related, the three that are left. We have things about Kentucky besides the Derby, equine cinema, or horsing around.
Oh, show me how dumb I am. Give me the first one.
Things about Kentucky besides the Derby. Okay. I like a man who's confident. Dave, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the 16th president of the United States, born in Kentucky?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Which Kentucky explorer blazed the Wilderness Trail in 1767 and founded the town of Boonesboro?
Pass.
Which network news anchor was born in Glasgow, Kentucky, just before Christmas 1945? Diane Sawyer, Scott Pelley, or Shepard Smith?
Diane Sawyer?
Correct. Before becoming a separate state, which state was Kentucky originally part of?
Tennessee?
Virginia.
Oh.
Which star of the movie Double Jeopardy hails from Kentucky and considered running for Senate this year?
Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. Which Kentucky explorer blazed the Wilderness Trail in 1767 and founded the town of Boonesboro?
I've got nothing on that one.
Boonesboro. Dan?
Yes?
Daniel Boone?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I thought the Boone and the Dan would be a good hint for you. And Ashley Judd is the one who thought about running for Senate but decided not to against Mitch McConnell. So let's see. You got the one, and you got the three. And that would be 4 points. And so you're right in that punishment range also. Dave, I'd like to introduce
you. I think that last punishment was enough for both of us.
No. Each man gets his own. And you're a man, so you're going to take it. Right, Dave?
Give it to me.
Here he comes.
With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I'm stupid and contagious.
Why didn't they book this guy to perform here in the Valley of the Flowers?
Really?
Right after the Zydeco guy.
Next year.
We'll tell the mayor.
Yep.
A mosquito.
A mosquito?
I don't know.
Mosquito.
Something to do with the translation. All right, Dave. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks very much for playing the Harris Challenge.
You too, Paul.
Thank you. Let's move on to contestant number four. And who's that, Josh?
Andrew.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the Harris Challenge. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to say congratulations to my coworker, Katie, who just had a beautiful, beautiful baby boy who was around 9 pounds, 5 ounces. He's a big, big, beautiful boy.
Yeah, 9 pounds, 5 ounces. You know what Katie said? Ow!
Yeah.
I'm sure she said a lot more than that.
Yeah, but again, we're federally regulated and licensed. So, Andrew, you can have horsing around or equine cinema.
Horsing around.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Beatle once released an album entitled Dark Horse?
Lennon.
Harrison. The height of a horse is measured in hands. How many inches are there in a hand? 4, 7, or 10?
I'm going to say 7.
4. Which U.S. president was once fined $20 for exceeding the speed limit on his horse? Ulysses Grant, Abe Lincoln, or Teddy Roosevelt?
I'm going to say Teddy Roosevelt.
Grant. For 2 points each, which two NFL teams are named after horses?
Passed.
The five-pointer, which group had a top 40 hit called Horse with No Name in the 1970s?
Wasn't it America?
Correct. All right, give me those NFL teams named after horses.
The St. Louis Stampede.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the Stallions, but obviously they aren't a real
team. Stallions.
No,
yeah.
The Stallions wouldn't have done it. I'm looking through the window here at the woman from the Pampered Chef who's sitting at her booth right opposite us here at the James J. Egan Center, and she's mouthing to me Broncos and Colts, both of which are correct. Unfortunately, you were not able to use her as your lifeline. Sorry about that.
Now I have to listen to Kurt Cobain turn over in his grave.
Yeah. Could be worse. You could be listening to Courtney Love turn over anywhere.
Ooh, very
Andrew,
true.
Andrew, here's your punishment. Why didn't Nirvana go the big band route? I don't understand.
Yeah.
It would have sounded so perfect. And the big finish. All right. Thanks for playing, Andrew. I hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. And congratulations again to Katie on the brand new baby. All right. Our fifth contestant is whom?
Scott.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Thanks. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Happy Trace de Mayo, as they say in Florissant. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm looking to redeem myself. I actually got in last week and ended up with the women's category and stuck it up, so we'll see what happens this
now,
week.
Now, Paul, he said he hadn't played.
Yeah, because, you know, through our rigorous vetting procedure, Scott, you should not even be allowed on the air today.
We do have a third.
If you haven't played in the last 30 days rule.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. I'm going to let Josh, who's controlling everything back in our control room, make the ultimate decision as our judge here.
Paul, it's Friday, and all I want to do is go home. So let Scott play.
That's that hardworking KTRS girl we love so much.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone else hung up.
That was the motto at the team building seminar last week.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what that means. Josh did not vet an alternate.
Yes.
Josh took way back.
Remind me to find some Punisher music for Josh later. All right, Scott, your category is equine cinema. Let's hope you do better than you did last week. By the way, exactly. Scott is not setting a precedent here. The 30-day rule will be in effect. But let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie does a movie producer wake up with a horse's head in his bed after a meeting with Robert Duvall?
Oh, geez.
We're off to a good start.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, oh, man.
Sorry.
You want to go to the next one?
Yes.
In what Mel Brooks movie did Alex Karras punch out a horse?
My favorite movie, Blazing Saddles.
There you go. Who played the title role in The Electric Horseman? You can pass if you want.
That's Roberts. Go ahead, pass.
In what 1999 movie did Johnny Depp play Ichabod Crane, investigating a series of murders supposedly committed by a headless horseman?
I don't know.
I'm not even going to ask the last one because the buzzer is coming up here.
All right.
He complained last week in a woman's category. And could there be more manlier questions this week?
Great point.
You know,
Josh?
I grew up in Kentucky and was hoping I was going to get one of those others. But I'll talk to you guys in over 30 days.
You know, Scott?
60.
Scott? I think Ian's absolutely right. Since you played twice in 2 weeks and got a total of 2 points, I think it's going to be 60 days plus this punishment music.
Bring it on.
It's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertainment.
Wow, it's been a while since we've had to quadruple the Punisher music. Okay, okay. All right, that's all enough. Right. By the way, the movie with the horse's head in the bed, of course, is The Godfather. You were right on The Electric Horseman. It's Robert, but you didn't know Redford. The Johnny Depp movie is Sleepy Hollow. And the five-pointer, I'm going to send that one to Alex Trebek to save for a potpourri category on Jeopardy, since we didn't get to it today. And, Scott, I'm sorry you didn't win this week, but thanks for playing. I hope you have a great Trace de Mayo.
Same to you.
Thank you very much. And that's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.